And now for something completely different. Dr. Rhys Halter is a star in America. He lives in Los Angeles. Our producer, Joel Werner, has described Dr. Halter as a cross between Keanu Reeves and Steve Irwin, times 10. His latest book is called The Incomparable Honeybee, but his concerns are global. Rhys Halter.
Sometime late in 2012, our population will surpass 7 billion. How we source energy, how we feed ourselves, and how we protect our wild ecosystems filled with medicines will ultimately define the longevity of our species on Earth. Let's examine a couple ecological catastrophes in April of 2010 and their direct impact on Australians and Americans. On April 3rd, the Shenyang 1 freighter carrying 65,000 tons of coal crashed at full speed into the Great Barrier Reef, spilling approximately 975 tons of engine oil. The freighter was taking a shortcut to China, 14 kilometers outside the authorized shipping lane. In order to clean up the spill, toxic oil dispersants were used. 2.5 weeks later, BP's Deepwater Horizon platform in the Gulf of Mexico exploded, gushing over 775 million liters of petroleum into the ninth largest body of water on the planet. 8 million liters of oil dispersant were used to deliberately disperse BP's oil, and it spread known cancer-causing polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons throughout the Gulf. BP's accident could easily have been obviated if they too weren't racing to get at the deep sea oil. Did you know that coral reefs are the largest non-human-made organisms on our planet? Adding a whopping 190 tons of new growth a year, they are easily equivalent in biological diversity to that of the Amazon rainforest. Globally, there are about 500 species of exquisitely mottled tapering shells of cone snails. One species from the Philippines contains a toxin that's 100 times stronger than morphine. The drug Prialt, derived from this cone snail, is effectively treating pain, including phantom limb pain, and it's non-addictive. Currently, we know of about 1.6 million different species of life on our planet. The oceans probably contain another 25 million forms of life awaiting discovery. Are you aware that the soft corals from Northwest Australia produce the strongest anti-cancer compounds ever found? Ocean-derived pharmaceuticals are so important that Merck, Lilly, Novartis, Pfizer, Hoffman Roche, and Bristol Myers Squibb have all established marine biology divisions. Caribbean sea squirts are offering promise for those diagnosed with melanoma and breast cancers. Sponges from the Florida Keys have been improving leukemia treatment since 1969, and research from sponges led scientists to develop the blockbuster AIDS drug AZT. Australian sponges have given us a potent weapon to fight falciparum malaria, a lethal and drug-resistant strain of this infectious disease. Coral, incidentally, is the most effective treatment in regrowing human bones, and it requires no pharmaceutical immunosuppressants. Australian scientists are developing new sunscreens from the Great Barrier Reef. I guarantee you that if you take your family for one snorkel trip or one deep sea dive on the Great Barrier Reef, that it will change their lives forever. The coral reefs are our grandchildren's legacy, and without a doubt, all coral reefs must be protected globally. Tropical rainforests are Mother Nature's other treasure trove of medicines. Venom from the Brazilian viper led to the blockbuster drug called Capitin, which successfully lowers blood pressure. Plant medicines also reduce the risk of cancers, heart disease, liver disease, and respiratory disease. And they are helping to combat drug-resistant diseases like TB and malaria. Five of the world's top 30 drugs are derived from fungi, penicillin being the most noteworthy. Merck's blockbuster drug, lovastatin, comes from a soil fungus, and it's used to lower cholesterol. Tropical forests are being felled at an astounding rate, 1,000 times greater than those which naturally occur. Approximately 142,000 square kilometers a year. That's equivalent to the area of Switzerland and the Netherlands combined, or the size of a football field lost senselessly every second of each day each year. So each year, we're losing at least 27,000 unrecorded species of life with unknown medical properties. And let me remind you that 25% of our medicines come from tropical plants or animals. Have you ever visited a tropical rainforest? The cacophony of life, especially at night, is truly unforgettable. Have you ever seen a YouTube of a honeybee doing a dance and communicating crucial information to its sisters? It's magic. Did you know that honeybees are responsible for producing every third bite on our dinner plate? They contribute at least $250 billion a year to worldwide economies by pollinating almost everything from apples to zucchinis, including pollinating alfalfa and clover for the beef and dairy industries, as well as pollinating cotton for our clothes. Bees in Australia produce 6 million kilos of honey, tons of wax, and powerful medicines. Honeybees are essential for everyone's health and well-being. Yet around the globe, honeybees are dying by the billions. Scientists believe that the leading cause of declining honeybee populations, a mysterious disease called colony collapse disorder, is from massive overuse of synthetic toxins like pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and miticides. We're using 2.3 billion kilos of pesticides each year, and it's wiping the bees off the face of the earth. Help our bees by not poisoning them. The oceans, in addition to providing us with some incredible medicines, also feed 3.5 billion people daily. Over the past 150 years, we've fished out the oceans. Underwater no-take reserves in New Zealand, New England, St. Lucia, Florida, and the Bahamas clearly show us the ocean's awesome ability over time to regenerate its fish populations. Fish biologists predict that 50% of the oceans will need to be placed in no-take reserves in order to feed 10 billion people by 2050. Humans are remarkable problem solvers. We have found cures for polio and smallpox, landed on the moon, and likely within a decade, we will make a tremendous transition away from being totally dependent upon fossil fuels as we've entered the age of energy transformation. For any addiction, and make no mistake, we are all currently addicted to oil, gas, coal, and plastic. We must first admit it. The second step is remembering that for every problem, there are at least three solutions. And when $310 billion in tax credits globally are directed away from oil, gas, and coal companies and redirected to kickstart renewable green energy technologies, we'll have not only a very bright future, but millions of jobs to look forward to in the next 10 years. Let me remind you that disruptive technology has occurred at least twice in the past 100 years, benefiting humankind. For instance, Ford's Model T disrupted the horse and buggy, and the silicon microchip disrupted millions of stenographers, enabling each of us the opportunity to own a personal computer. Renewable green technologies are beginning to disrupt our oil, gas, and coal energy dependencies. Change is opportunity in disguise, and business leaders like Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates, Bank of America Chairman Chad Holliday, and top venture capitalist John Doerr, and others in the American Energy Innovation Council all agree that the U.S. government must significantly increase funding for more efficient green technologies and develop a national plan to deploy them. The developed world has excellent universities with access to a powerful pool of brain power. Coal-fired power plants each use at least 8.8 billion liters of water each year. And Southeast Australia, the southern half of America, northern China, and elsewhere are drying out rapidly. Moreover, each year, between 5 and 10 tons of mercury vapor are entering Earth's atmosphere from burning coal. 18 months later, it rains onto the Arctic ice. Arctic ice is rapidly melting, and mercury, a lethal nerve poison, is entering our oceans and our food chain. Oil-based plastics are choking the Pacific and Atlantic oceans. America produces 6.8 billion kilos of plastic annually, yet only 1% of it is recycled. Human ingenuity has begun to help us get away from oil-based plastics and protect sea life. The chemical titan DuPont is now using corn-based polymers as a substitute for conventional plastics. The international agriculture conglomerate Cargill has developed a replacement for oil-based foams in cushions from soybeans. Every hour, the sun bathes the earth with as much energy as all human civilization uses in an entire year. Innovations in the burgeoning solar industry have an enormous role to play in the carbon-free green energy field. General Electric and Google have partnered together on a smart electricity grid, enabling users to manage electricity more efficiently with significantly lower emissions, while America begins changing over its petroleum-based energy to green technologies. Efficiency is the essential short-term bridge to our best friend in the 21st century, innovation. All wild ecosystems are under siege. Our grandchildren are counting on us to do the right thing.
Dr. Rees-Holter in LA. You'll be fascinated by his picture online. He did his PhD in the Victorian Alps. Next week, the Kimberley with Victoria Laurie. I'm Robin Williams.